Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for October 8th to the 14th, 2016. A child and two adults are killed by Israeli gunfire this week. These stories are more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Many protesters suffered effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday as Israeli soldiers attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMC's George Rashmawi with the details.
In central West Bank, non-violent protests were organized in the villages of Bilayin, Nalin, and Annabi Saleh. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Both Bilayin and Nalin villagers and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. In Annabi Saleh, the soldiers attacked the protest at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Elsewhere, at Kufr Kaddoum village in northern West Bank, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protests there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes, causing damage. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishmael.
Palestinians expressed satisfaction this week over a new UNESCO's ruling that denies any linkage between Jews and the occupied East Jerusalem, including the Islamic holy shrine of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. IMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
United Nations Education, Science and Culture Organization, known as UNESCO, ruled this week that the occupied East Jerusalem, including the holy shrines of Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Burak Wall, which the Jewish faith names as the Wailing Wall, has nothing to do with Jews. Palestinian Authority and Palestinians in general hailed the ruling as justice that has ever been waited. The ruling came following a bid submitted by both Palestine and Jordan, members of the same organization. In response, Israel declared it would boycott the international organization and that the ruling is unacceptable. For decades now, Israel has claimed that Jerusalem, including its eastern and western parts, is the eternal capital of Israel, ignoring the fact that it occupied East Jerusalem back in June 1967. Arab member states of United Nations welcomed the UNESCO's ruling as a step in the right direction. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mirari in Gaza.
Israeli gunfire this week left two killed Palestinians in the West Bank and one child dead in Gaza. IMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Misbah Abu Sbeih, 39, was killed on Sunday by Israeli troops' gunfire after carrying out a shooting attack near the Israeli police headquarters in a Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood north of East Jerusalem's Old City. One police officer and an Israeli woman were killed in the attack as well. Later in the week, Israeli troops invaded the home of Abu Sbeih in Aram town near Jerusalem and arrested his 14-year-old daughter and interrogated the family on Monday. For the rest of the week, troops continued to assault Abu Sbeih's family home. Clashes erupted during the invasions between troops and local youth. On Tuesday, 20-year-old Ali Shuchi was killed after being shot by Israeli troops who invaded Silwan neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. Troops also clashed with Palestinian youth protesting the invasion. Soldiers held up Palestinian ambulance cars that rushed to the area to evacuate the wounded. Moreover, Israeli forces conducted at least 49 military invasions this week into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped 122 Palestinian civilians, including 32 children. In the Gaza Strip this week, 10-year-old Abdullah Abu Mathayef was killed on Wednesday evening after Israeli soldiers opened fire into an area east of Al-Qarara town, northwest of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Moreover, Israeli Navy ships attacked Palestinian fishing boats near Gaza's southern and northern shoreline. Damage to boats was reported, but no injuries. Navy attacks were reported on Tuesday and Thursday of this week. In the meantime, Israeli troops stationed along the borders with the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah opened fire on Monday and Wednesday of this week at residents' homes, shepherds and farmers working on their lands. Damage was reported, but no injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
That's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 8th to the 14th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Man Abdrabo Bannoura.